To Die with Honor, written by Zelda Hime, read by Nonplussed. Fandom, The Untamed. Relationship, 金光瑶, 秦素. Rating, Mature. Content tags, graphic depictions of violence. The canonical incest marriage, suicide attempt. He stepped out of the party with a bashful smile, drunken guests making bawdy jokes about the newlywed couple. His mother-in-law's glare burned the back of his neck. He said his goodbyes and made his excuses and walked to the room where Qin Su was waiting for him. His wife. His sister. They had thought they were so clever, hadn't they? Giving their fathers no excuse to back out, forcing the marriage over her mother's objections. It couldn't be called off if she were pregnant, they thought. He had impregnated and married his sister. There was no way to fix this. He had been trying to puzzle it out since the night before, when Madame Qian had told him that... But God, he's a monster. Nie Mingjue was right about one thing, damn him. What possible solution could there be? There was none. There was... one solution. He knew what the right thing to do was. First, he had to conceal this from Qin Su. If she knew, she would suffer, and he hated to think that she would be hurt, that she would... She is righteous. He knows that she would do... the same thing he would have to do. The only correct action. He knows what should be done. He's seen it before. Men who frequent whorehouses often forget which woman they've bedded, but the women don't forget who fathered their daughters. Sometimes the mothers are too late. Those men who forget, and the horrified mothers who see them purchase their own daughters. He's only seen it happen twice in his long years in Yunping, but twice was enough. Seeing a man slash his own throat in the streets is not something one easily forgets. Seeing a man run a dagger into his own chest is not something you ever stop seeing. He would protect Asu from this too. She didn't need to see it. He was dazed when he entered their bedchamber, Asu fully veiled and waiting. He would be kind. He would protect her. He lifted the veil and smiled, kissing her cheek, and said he'd see her in the morning. He hated the idea of ending on a lie, so he also told her a horrible truth. He told her he loved her. His sister. He felt sick.
Aya, where are you going? Aya?
Her wedding reds were more burdensome than her normal clothing and difficult to walk in. He outpaced her. He headed for his old rooms. They were not yet occupied by the next jumped-up servant with delusions of nobility. Another one of his kind will no doubt be along shortly to claim them, he thought bitterly. He hoped they were prepared for it. In his sleeve is his Qianqun pouch with all of his most treasured possessions, the things he would miss if he were suddenly thrown out on his ear. One of those possessions was a knife. A present from Nie Mingjue back when he was still Meng Yao, back when things between them had still been good. One of the best things Meng Yao had ever had. Nie Mingjue would be glad to see him do this, he thought. He's finally doing what Nie Mingjue always wanted. Laying down and dying, like the bastard son of a whore he was. The filial son and the dutiful husband he should be. Jin Guangyao had always thought he was a survivor, but this wasn't something that should be survived. It's good near steel. Too ornate for his status as a random, barely cultivator official. Too plain for his status as Nie Mingjue's aide-de-camp. It and a nice scabbard could have bought out his mother's contract. He consulted his notes before he committed to it. Sometimes he wished he hadn't kept them, that he had let them burn with the rest of the Fire Palace. But too often, they are useful to his work for his father. He knew how deep he needed to go to reach his radial artery. Jin Guangyao lit some incense, doused his candles, and slashed. After a full minute, he is still conscious. It struck him that this was exactly his luck, that other men, stronger cultivators, should lose consciousness after just 10 or 20 seconds. And yet, Jin Guangyao, the most pathetic of them all, should hope for 10 seconds and instead receive more than 60. He thinks he laughs. He opened his eyes in an unfamiliar room, brightly lit and warm, with spiritual energy coursing through him. He knew without looking that his wrists were closed. He hated whoever did this to him. He had finally gotten to be righteous. He had protected everyone. He had paid for his worst wrongs. And now he was here, alive, whole. He was a man who had killed his brother and fucked his sister, and he couldn't even die about it. Ayao, can you sit? And Jin Guangyao knew that he could never explain himself to Lan Xichen, that if Lan Xichen asked, that would be it. Everything would be over, and Jin Guangyao would be alive to see them crumble like he and Nie Mingzhe had crumbled. He could never explain himself, but he would try. And Lan Xichen would never kick him down the stairs, but he could hurt him just as easily with a look. Lan Xichen did not ask. Jin Guangyao almost wished that he would. The End.